Oh, let's thank Lonnie for that. How beautiful. Good morning, and welcome to First Christian Church on this Pentecost Sunday. I see that many of you got the memo to dress in red. For those of you not familiar with that custom, it's not like a weird coincidence. I got the memo too. I didn't forget. I actually really dislike the color. And so the only garments I possess that are red are ones that Amber forced me to buy for some choir event. We do have a few brief announcements. If you will sign the friendship sheet and pass it back. Pastor Cynthia is at Spring Feast today in Colorado Springs. She has been doing a sermon series on sensing your faith, and this particular Sunday was very important to her series. So she has prepared the message for us, and Jane Wallace volunteered to present it to us. Next Sunday will be an important Sunday in the year of the church. It is our music finale that we have each year in May. It'll be a great Sunday. The handbells will be here. The choir is going to be in great form. It'll be a special Sunday, so mark your calendars and plan to attend if you can. Lonnie is going to go spend time with her husband, Chuck. Imagine that she would want to do that. And we will have a new pianist beginning in June, Diane Lynn. I believe we've also hired a new bookkeeper, so that problem has been filled as well. Let's see. Are there any other announcements that we need to remember? I see some hands. $274 at the Noisy Offering last week.
And that puts our total funds for our trip at over $1,600.
So the youth now have $1,600 in funds for their trip. What is your goal?
$2,850.
So I believe there is a spaghetti dinner next Sunday after church. Come eat and support the youth. There will be a drawing for the picture in the hall. It's lovely. So get your raffle tickets. Other announcements? Yes?
Thursday.
Do we get to sing happy birthday to Martha?
Yes.
We can do it a cappella. Are you ready? Lonnie's got it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Martha. Happy birthday to you. Let's stand and greet one another. Take a moment for Christian fellowship, no matter what color you're wearing. The opening hymn is number 236. please join me in the call to worship? Come, sing a new song of worship and praise.
With joy we celebrate Pentecost.
Pentecost, a day when power and comfort flowed.
Pentecost, a day of hope and inspiration.
Pentecost, the day when the church was born and filled with life.
A day when the Holy Spirit was revealed in flaming glory.
And God's love blew across the world. Sing praises to God.
We sing praises indeed.
Please pray with me. Father God, we thank you this day for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the gift of the Holy Spirit that dwells within each one of us and inspires our worship this day. Perform your works among us this day, dear Spirit, that those that need comfort will be comforted, that those that need conviction will be moved by you, and that those that need wisdom and guidance will hear your voice. Fill this living body of Christ at First Christian Church, as you did in the days of the disciples, O Lord, that we may be a powerful witness for the love of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ. We ask these things in Jesus' name, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Our song of prayer this morning is number 254, verses 1, 2, and 4. Breathe on me, O breath of God.
Maggie, it's your turn. Worship and wonder. And I think Max and Colin are good luck. They love you, Maggie. Prayers of the people. I've got some prayer concerns already this morning from chapel, and Raylan is here with us today. We are so glad to see you this morning. What a week. Yeah. What can happen in 1 week? Randall Hall had hip surgery, and he's, I think, still in Denver. And then he'll come home, I read, to Elkhorn for rehab. Lorna Cook, she doesn't have to have surgery on her thyroid. They're going to still watch it and keep tabs on it. So that's a blessing. And Amber, you have something about Dave Foster?
Yeah.
Yay. That's been a hard 2 weeks for Becky and her family and Dave. Monica Decker is doing better. She was in chapel this morning. Cal's uncle, Paul Decker, had successful heart surgery, a valve replacement, I think. So that's good news. And Cal's mom, Mary, she suffered congestive heart failure this week, but she is doing a little better. And John Lansing was here this morning also, and he fell this week and ended up, I think, in the ER, but he's doing better, so he is at home. And I'd also like to thank everyone. It's been kind of a hard 2 months for me and my family with Scott passing, getting sick and passing away, and then going on our trip and Dad getting sick. And he is slowly improving, but he is still very, very weak. He still needs a lot of prayer. He's eating a little better, but not much, and we just got to get him on the mend. At 88, it's kind of hard. So prayers for Mom, too. She goes on the journey with Dad. Is there any other prayers or joys or concerns? Annette? What is her name? Heather? Okay. Madison?
I've been praying for my friend Paige for the past few weeks about her dad, who was in really bad condition. He did pass away about a week ago, so prayers for the Tooker family that they make this
through. Tooker family?
The Tooker.
Okay. Any others?
Yes.
Paul?
Prayers for the many who are being affected directly or indirectly by the downturn in the mining industry. Continuing to happen through this very day.
And Dave, did you lose your job too? Yes, sorry. Anyone else? Martha? Is Grace having her surgery this week?
I don't know. That was the original plan.
I thought they postponed it. Yeah.
They postponed it again?
I think the blog said, the update said it was postponed a little bit. But
okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
She's miserable.
Is she? Oh. Anyone else? Carmen? Does everybody have a joy today? We need a joy. Michelle?
I know we prayed about Devin and Brittany. They lost their 4-year-old son, Chandler, to a degenerative disease. Well, Brittany is 16 weeks pregnant with her daughter, Grace. So it was completely unexpected. But that's a good joy.
Okay. Raylan? Well, you're a joy. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Jane?
Yes?
It was just a joy on Facebook to see Raylan walking down the halls of the hospital in his hospital gown and his cowboy
hat. White hat. Yes. Yep. With his grandchildren.
Yes.
That was pretty special. Yep. Madison? Oh, Debbie.
We found out yesterday one of our sandwich ministry participants died last Sunday, so we just keep in our family in our prayers.
And I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
Jim.
Okay, that's a joy. Okay, I have a whole page. I'm going to try my best with prayers today. So, let us bow in prayer. Father, pour out your Spirit upon your people and grant to us a new vision of your glory, a new faithfulness to your word, a new consecration to your service, that your life may grow among us and your kingdom come through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we pray for Raylan Heck and his week of joy and getting a new kidney, and pray also for the family that donated it. They need prayers also. May Raylan continue on his recovery, but also watch what he's doing so he doesn't overdo. For Randy Hall with his hip surgery, and for his mother Wanda, and for Grace as they go on this journey of life, and for their healing so they are not so much in pain. For Lorna Cook, for her, watch over her, God, as she goes on her journey with her thyroid cancer, that it may not grow and she may not have to have surgery. For Dave Foster, watch over him as he heals and mends from his accident. And watch over Becky and her sons as they are gathered around him. Please wrap your arms around him, God, so that he may get better and better every day. For Monica Decker and for Cal's uncle and Cal's mom, may this family have your presence in their lives to help them as they continue on their journeys of getting better also. They have so much health concerns in this family. Please watch over them. For John Lansing and his fall, may he continue to stay on an even keel with his MS. For Madison's friends, Paige family, the Tooker family, please watch over them also on the passing of Mr. Tooker. Also, God, please, we need your help in this state of ours with all the loss of jobs. It is affecting so many families. Help them look for new jobs, even if it means moving away or going in a different direction. Help guide them on their new paths. For Carmen's boyfriend's mother, Diane, please watch over her as she has this congestive heart failure and help her improve with that. For Joyce, for Devin and Brittany on their pregnancy, please watch over them also. And for Debbie and her sandwich ministry, every week she walks with these sandwiches and gives people nourishment. And God, watch over all the people that she helps every week, and watch over the people that help Debbie also. And the joys for teachers. Teachers are such a, they are a blessing for our children. Please watch over them as in their final weeks of school. And also for Jim's daughter. What a joy. She's fulfilling her dream. God, please watch over all these people this week and our congregation. We all need your love and compassion. Amen.
Okay, spoiler alert. Our scripture this morning tells the story of the Holy Spirit giving the disciples the miraculous ability to speak in other languages so that all who heard them would understand the gospel. Amazing. Just as amazing to me is that the language appears to be the only barrier to their understanding. In my life experience, human communication is really difficult, sometimes impossible, oftentimes when it matters the most. Years ago, when I was in marriage counseling, or in our case, divorce counseling, the counselor said two things that will always stick with me. First, he said, "Say what you mean and mean what you say." It's worth repeating. Say what you mean and mean what you say. And second, pay at least as much attention to actions as you do to words. My daughter, Laurel, works for Luther Seminary in Minnesota. She does online education and is part of their IT department. I use their online devotion called God Pause every day. It's almost always a blessing to me, and Laurel and I enjoy texting back and forth because most of the writers are people that she works with every day. I was glad to find that my favorite writer is also one of her favorite coworkers. This week, God Pause centered around the 14th chapter of John, where Jesus had the same problem I have. In Jesus' last words to the disciples, he says, "You still don't understand me. I've told you, and you still don't get it." And then he says, "If you can't believe what I say, pay more attention to my actions than my words. Just look at my miracles. Look what I've done if you can't believe what I've said." And then Jesus said to them, "I love you this much." And he died. And then he descended into hell and defeated the devil for our sake. Then he rose into heaven where he intercedes for us, builds our heavenly home, and sends the Holy Spirit to us. Those are Jesus' actions. What will you say today? Will you say that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior, and I commit my life to him? What will you do today? Will you take this bread and cup as Jesus commanded when he said, "Do this in remembrance of me"? All followers of Jesus Christ are welcome at this table Will you open your ears, your mind, and your heart to the Holy Spirit this day? And if you're thinking, well, you know, God never speaks to me, my faith just isn't like that, let me leave you with Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Do you want to hear God speak to you? Stay in the word. If you'd like the link to God Pause, just let me know. Please join in communion. The communion hymn is number 241, verses 1, 3, and 5.
The night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, and when he broke it, he said, "Take, eat, this is my body broken for you." In like manner, after they had eaten supper, Jesus took the cup, and he said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you. Drink of it, all of you." Let us pray.
Our Father, help us to find in this simple loaf and this cup those things which will call to mind our remembrance of the risen Lord, and may we experience individually the blessings of the Holy Spirit. Give us here the spiritual food which we need for the coming week, as surrounding this table, we feel the presence of Christ's loving power. Help us to receive the bread and cup with genuine gratitude. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you. Launching a new church is like sailing a boat in uncharted waters. Before launching, the church planter prepares for the journey. Ignited with passion, a host of ideas, and enormous faith, the planter launches the new church. In the beginning, the fever is tremendous, and the planter anticipates a great gust of wind through the Holy Spirit to bring vitality to the church and help carry its message. But some new churches discover it isn't always smooth sailing. Sometimes the boat loses its ability to harness the wind and slows in the water. But that doesn't mean it has to be the end of the story. The Holy Spirit provides a second wind, breaking life back into the church, making it stronger and more determined than ever to share the gospel and win souls for Christ. Since the creation of the 2020 vision, with the goal to start 1,000 churches in 1,000 ways in 20 years, disciples have planted 934 churches in the United States and Canada, sharing the gospel with more than 61,000 individuals who may not have had a relationship with Christ. Even though it may seem that our boat has slowed in the water, the fact of the matter is the new church movement is still very much on course in getting its second wind. To reach our goal, God continues to call us to plant 66 congregations across the United States and Canada in the next 4 years. Join the Pentecost movement by supporting the Pentecost special offering. One half of the offering is used by Hope Partnership to support the recruitment, assessment, training, and coaching of new church leaders. The other half remains in our region to support new churches starts in the Central Rocky Mountain region. The diaconates will now come and collect your tithes and offerings.
Let us pray. Father God, we are so grateful for new churches, for new people reached with the gospel. We are grateful, Lord, for our church and all the years you have given us to be a blessing to the people of Casper. Bless these gifts, Lord, and bless our congregation that we may continue to serve you in ways that bring honor and glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Reading after she sings because I always cry, you know. I'm one of those. All right, I'm going to be reading today's scriptures in your pew Bibles. You can follow along on page 119. I'm going to be reading Acts 2, 1 through 6 and 12 through 18. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind. And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now they were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowds gathered and were bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in a native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is that we hear each of us in our own native language?" All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea, and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit as they will prophesy." This is the reading of the word.
Thank you, Pam. And thank you, Madison, for your gift of music this morning. Our sermon this week is Blowing in the Wind. And it got me thinking this morning about different kinds of wind. When we went on the mission trip, it's been nine years ago, to Mexico, they had this slight breeze with a little bit of humidity. It was wonderful. I felt the best I've ever felt down there. I could move down there in a heartbeat. But then I've been in Las Vegas, where the wind was blowing so hard it blew sand all over the place. And then here's our wind, which seems to be blowing all the time. And then when I grew up in Billings, we had a lot of kites, and we were always running up and down the street with the kite. But here, you don't see kites. They either can't get off the ground, the wind's blowing so hard, or it just shreds them. So this week, think about the different kinds of wind or breezes that you've experienced. So Cynthia prepared the sermon this week, and it's a sermon for Pentecost. Over the past 50 days, since Easter, Pastor Cynthia has shared with us a sermon series on sensing our faith. We've been invited to reflect together on scriptures that talk about the flavors of faith. What does God's love taste like to you? A church potluck? A home-cooked meal? Or maybe a peanut butter and jelly sandwich shared with the homeless in downtown Casper? We heard a verse from the Corinthians that says, we are called to be the aroma of Christ. Does heaven smell like freshly baked bread? Do our very lives offer aroma to God, like incense rising as a prayer? We've been invited to touch the cross of Jesus and to see God in the world around us. In last Sunday's message, we heard the tiny sound of a widow bringing 2 small coins to drop into the temple treasury, and our children helped gather a noisy offering from members who had saved their spare change for weeks. Your generosity raised, she has 350, though the kids said 270 or something like that. Anyway, it's a great amount of change. For the youth summer trip, that's a joyful noise indeed. This morning, as we celebrate Pentecost, we're invited to tune our senses again to the experience of sound. Can you imagine hearing the wind of the Holy Spirit as it blew among the apostles? Living in Casper, we're familiar with wind. What others might say is an awfully windy day, we could describe as a breeze. Have you heard the joke about the day the winds just suddenly stopped in Wyoming? Everyone fell over. When you're used to leaning into the wind, you notice it when it's gone. Are we used to leaning into God's Spirit? Can you imagine what it would be like to not know God at all? To not have Christ in your life? To have never been introduced to Jesus? In a sermon prepared for Pentecost 2016 and shared with disciples' congregations across the country, the Reverend Bethany Watkins Lowry reflects on her memory of Pentecost as a child. Bethany is the daughter of our general minister and president, Sharon Watkins. As a PK, preacher's kid, she grew up in church and now has answered God's call to ministry. Bethany says, "I don't know about you, but as a child, I found the story of Pentecost absolutely terrifying. I simply could not get past, one, a rush of violent wind, two, divided tongues, on fire, and three, those flames resting, my four-year-old brain translated to licking, on each of the disciples. Sitting in worship the previous week since Easter, I have confronted death, accepted resurrection, even got on board with Jesus walking through walls in ghostly fashion. But I had to draw the line at licking fire tongues, flooding the poor leaderless disciples. Surely they had been through enough already, but no, the Holy Spirit rushed in. The wind started to blow, and life would never be the same." Leading up to the year 2000, our then General Minister and President Richard Ham put forth the 2020 vision. The Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, took on a big challenge: to transform 1,000 churches, to start 1,000 new churches, to empower, inspire, coach, and train courageous church leaders, and to become an anti-racist, pro-reconciling church by the year 2020. What an exciting vision, and a terrifying one. Like the disciples on the day of Pentecost, we were being challenged to be something totally beyond what we, in our short 200 years as a faith movement, had been before. Like the disciples on the day of Pentecost, we were being moved to prophecy that the God we know through the resurrected Christ is a God of transformation and reconciliation. 1,000 new churches, 1,000 transformed churches, new and transformed leaders, becoming an anti-racist and pro-reconciling church. Like the disciples on the day of Pentecost, we, disciples of the 21st century, were looking at an unknown future with a huge task at hand. But despite being uncertain as to whether or not we were ready, we came together in one place, and as the church embraced the 2020 vision, we said yes to the challenge. We said yes to the calling. We said yes to something that many of us were scared to do. The Holy Spirit rushed in, and we started leaning into the wind. The Holy Spirit rushed in, brothers and sisters, in a way that we were not expecting. We had embraced the idea of becoming an anti-racist church. We had taken on the challenge to start 1,000 new congregations during a time of record Protestant decline in the West. And our Church of Transformation and Reconciliation responded by saying, "Okay, disciples, here are new churches, new worshiping communities, new communities committed to serving others and loving Jesus. Oh, and by the way, disciples, many of these new churches will not speak the languages you are accustomed to speaking. The face of the church will change in these 20 years of your vision to better reflect the diversity of my beloved children." And the Holy Spirit rushed in, and we were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as God's Spirit gave us the ability. In these last 16 years, we have grown from worshiping in 6 different languages to worshiping in over 28 languages. Praise be to God. Like on the day of Pentecost, we are now speaking in the language of each and still finding understanding. We gather around the table speaking in different tongues, but all saying the same words of institution and all loving our God of reconciliation and transformation. We are through the new church movement, living into our commitment to be an anti-racist, pro-reconciling church, and the Holy Spirit has rushed in. The Holy Spirit rushed into St. Joseph, Missouri a few years ago when its IS, so I'll call him Iz, Philik, went there to visit some friends. Iz is originally from Chuuk State in the Federated States of Micronesia. When Iz visited St. Joseph, the home to approximately 300 Chuukanese people, he saw that there was no intentional place for them to worship and to be in fellowship together. They were a people seeking spiritual help, Iz said. I realized that there was a call for me in St. Joseph. I heard the call and felt in my heart that this is what God wants me to do. With faith, Iz leaned into God's wind. He packed up his family and moved to Missouri to start a church. When looking for a facility rent for the new Chuukanese worshiping community, Iz met with members of the First Christian Church in St. Joe. Rather than drawing up a standard rental agreement for Iz's young congregation, First Christian began talking about ways that they, as an established church, could partner with this new church to share the gospel throughout St. Joseph. In partnership with First Christian Church, St. Joe, the Mid-American Region, and Hope Partnership for Missional Transformation, Chuuk Christian Church has been a Disciples of Christ congregation in formation since 2014, and it has over 60 people in worship on Sundays. Chuuk Christian Church in Missouri is just one of many disciple communities that have been started under the 2020 vision. We now have Chuuk-speaking congregations in Hawaii, Arizona, Colorado, Iowa, Arkansas, Oregon, and Washington State. Additionally, we have Spanish and Creole and Samoan and Hindi and Vietnamese and Tamil and Zhou and Japanese and Mandarin and First American and French and English and Korean worshiping languages, just to name a few across the 21st century Christian Church Disciples of Christ. Can you hear the sound of God's wind still blowing in all these tongues? The Holy Spirit has rushed in, and we continue learning how to lean into God's holy breezes and gales. Today is Pentecost Sunday, and the Spirit is moving all around us. The Spirit is moving across our region as disciples from Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, Idaho, and New Mexico gather and worship in Colorado Springs for the Spring Feast of the Central Rocky Mountain region. God's Spirit is moving in this room, this morning, in worship as we open our lives to deeper relationships with each other, seek the presence of Christ, and allow God to touch and use us. The Holy Spirit is working in Casper as churches and individuals join side by side to reach out to people in need. And God's Spirit is blowing in our wider church. Disciple of Christ congregations are taking up a special offering today that goes to support the new church part of the 2020 vision. The Pentecost offering provides programs that empower new church planters like Iz and support new disciples congregations in their early years. There are so many planters and new disciple congregations because we have gotten busy and have planted 934 new churches in 934 different ways under the 2020 vision to date. Praise to be to God and hallelujah. The theme of this year's Pentecost offering is a second wind with lots of boat imagery. If you enjoy origami, we know Michelle does, you are invited to use a bulletin insert to craft a small boat out of paper and bring it back with you next Sunday. Boat imagery has been an important representation of the church throughout our history. We, forgive the pun, are in the boat together. As a Christian church, Disciples of Christ, our boat will traverse dangerous waters on its journey across the sea. And sometimes the boat slows down because of windless sails, but we are in luck. The biblical Greek word for wind is the same word used for the Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit of Pentecost to rush in and fill our sails to keep the boat moving in these last 4 years of the 2020 vision. On the day of Pentecost, the day that, in Christian tradition, marks the birth of the church, Peter addressed a confused crowd. To those who were skeptical and bewildered, having heard so many languages around them spoken and understood, Peter quoted the prophet Joel and said, "God declares that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men dream dreams, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day." God, church, we are dreaming dreams. We have seen visions. We are prophets who proclaim that our great and glorious God is a God that changes lives for the better. We hear the wind of God's love continuing to blow and guide our ministry. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit still wants to rush into our lives. May we be filled with God's love and lean into the wind. Amen.
Just as they do in those 934 church starts, we welcome any new member by confession of faith or baptism or transfer of membership. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is the perfect time. You can make First Christian Church your home by talking with any of the elders today or contacting Cynthia next week. If you need to come forward today, you are so very welcome to do so while we sing our hymn of dedication, number 261. So sing our benediction. It's found in the Purple Chalice Praise Book, number 188. Lonnie, would you play it for us once? Go out and serve in the light of God. In Jesus' name, amen.